These two questions are deceptively simple and absolutely essential to lead well in the 21st century. Hey, welcome to On My Walk, the reading podcast that helps you capture reading's aha moments and apply them to your life and leadership. I'm reading Peter Drucker's Management Challenges for the 21st Century. It's one of those books I've had sitting on my shelf, but I've never read. And I figure I better get to it before I get to the 22nd century, so I pulled it off my shelf, and I am so glad I did. Drucker wrote Management Challenges for the 21st Century in 1999. Now, given that it's almost 20 years old, one might see, that's out of date. That would be a mistake. Reading Drucker, you realize this man is not simply a good business guy or tactically smart. He's brilliant. And brilliant in the way that G.K. Chesterton or Winston Churchill or Toni Morrison is brilliant. Someone who sees more broadly, understands more deeply, and communicates far more clearly than most everyone else. Now, in his introduction, Drucker says, if you're looking for hot issues of today, like leadership and teamwork and creativity, you're not going to find it. This book is not about today's hot issues. It's about tomorrow's hot issues. And having said that, he's going to tell you, now, this is not the book of predictions. This is not a book about the future, because he's addressing challenges and issues that we're facing today that we must understand and act on, but which most people do not see. So here's the key point. We're in transition, and this book is a call for action. So Management Challenges for the 21st Century addresses the knowledge worker. Now, this is a term that Drucker himself coined in 1959 to describe the people who work in theory and problem solving and creative thinking and application of knowledge, as opposed to the traditional worker, you know, carrying away at the assembly line or carrying out the same task on a repeated basis. And here's what Drucker's doing. He is giving me long chapters to read and to process and to apply for both myself and my organization. And that's exactly what I've been doing as I read this work, and I am finding that the implications and the applications for my leadership and for our organization, both challenging and incredibly impacting. Now, let me take you to chapter 6. It's called Information Challenges, and to the two questions every executive needs to ask. In this chapter, Drucker is addressing the meaning and the purpose of information, and he's going to show the shift in IT from T, which is technology, to I, which is information. And he says, think about the printing press. When the technology first came on the scene, the printer was king. I mean, he was technically competent and in demand. But once the technology became commonplace, it was the information the press produced, not the technology, that became the real hot commodity. And what he's saying is not ignore technology. He's saying pay attention to information. And when he says information, he doesn't mean simple data points, but the meaningful information that comes from the data points, the shift, the tipping point, the disruption that we see by looking carefully at the data points, the kind of information that makes executives ask questions that lead to positive gains for their organizations. Okay, hang with me. Because what Drucker's going to do is he's going to say that the necessity of having information presupposes that the executive knows what information they need. And that brings us to two questions every executive must ask, which are, one, what do I owe? And two, what do I need? Listen to what Drucker has to say about that.
When it comes to truly high knowledge, no country can any longer have much of a lead, the way 19th century Germany had through its university. Among theoretical physicists, mathematicians, economic theorists, and the like, there is no nationality. And any country can, at fairly low cost, train a substantial number of high-knowledge people. India, for instance, despite her poverty, has been training fairly large numbers of first-rate physicians and first-rate computer programmers. Similarly, as discussed earlier in this chapter, there is no nationality in respect to the productivity of manual labor. Training based on scientific management has made all countries capable of attaining, overnight, the manual worker productivity of the most advanced country, industry, or company. Only in educating technologists can the developed countries still have a meaningful competitive edge, and for some time to come. The United States is the only country that has actually developed this advantage through its so far unique nationwide systems of community colleges. The community college was actually designed, beginning in the 1920s, to educate technologists who have both the needed theoretical knowledge and the manual skill. On this, I am convinced, rests both the still huge productivity advantage of the American economy and the so far unique American ability to create, almost overnight, new and different industries. Nothing quite like the American community college exists anywhere else so far. The famous Japanese school system produces either people prepared only for manual work or people prepared only for knowledge work. Only in the year 2003 is the first Japanese institution devoted to trained technologists supposed to get started. Even more famous is the German apprenticeship system. Started in the 1830s, it was one of the main factors in Germany's becoming the world's leading manufacturer. But it focused, and still focuses, primarily on manual skills and slights theoretical knowledge. It is thus in danger of becoming rapidly obsolete.
I'm listening to that, and I'm asking myself, when was the last time I went to key people within our organization and asked, "What do you need from me?" And was ready when they quizzed, "Well, what do you need from me?" And that was my aha moment. What do I owe? And what do I need? Because those questions get to the heart of the key information so necessary for highly executive leadership function. And that's my thought on my walk with Peter Drucker and Management Challenges for the 21st Century. Now, my question for you is, what will you do with that thought on your walk through life today?